Okay, with Mike McKay, Jaya is the feature film play at the Toronto Documentary Film Festival. It's 50 minutes long. It is about a character or a person named Jaya. Am I saying the name right? Is it Jaya?
Yep, Jaya. A lot of people say Jaya.
Jaya, yeah.
But
Jaya. So tell me about this individual and this story. When did you first meet them?
I lived in the Glebe, Ottawa for 10 years, and I lived on a street called Newton Street, which actually is the first scene you see in Ottawa in the film. And Jaya lived two doors down from me. And he's kind of known on the street as being, the most vibrant and outgoing person. In that time, I was transitioning from a career in finance to a career in adventure filmmaking. So I had
How's that career
come.
going, by the way? I like how you like, is that what you put on your tax forms? The adventure. That's what I do for a living.
Well, it was more adventure cinematography.
Gotcha.
I wasn't happy, and I was always leaving to take off on these whitewater kayaking adventures. And I had by the time that I had the prospect of doing a project with Jaya, I had actually quit my day job. And but I was only working in like adventure sports. And I had this idea that, like, I'm more of a storyteller than just a guy who goes and does these high adrenaline things. And Jaya had actually helped me with a project, a whitewater project, and I thought, man, this is great. But I actually just kind of saw Jaya as this guy who wandered around the community and was friendly to everybody, and he was almost kind of like, there was the community, and one major part of it was Jaya,
He's the
and he
connector.
was, yeah, everybody knew him. You couldn't walk down the street with him without, everybody wanting to have his time. So we went for it, and it was just going to be a short film. And then 10 years later, it kind of came out as it did, because all these layers kept unfolding about his life, and it was a great experience. And that's how it came to be. Like, I mean, he was just my neighbor and just this happy person that I thought there was something there. And
So when did you first touch to talk to him about making a documentary about himself?
yeah, it probably was around 2014. He really enjoyed the process of what we had done. This was a project called Chaos Theory, which was a whitewater kayaking project. And I actually had him paint a waterfall. And we did this, it was a screenshot that he painted from a video. Of course, what I did was a simple crossfade, and he puts his hand over it, and the waterfall comes to life. He just loved it. And so I don't think either of us really knew, especially him, what we were in for. The documentary, it took us through COVID. It took us through various times in our lives and career. And as you can see in the documentary, his hair is all different lengths all over the place.
Yeah.
But I think what really kind of like, when I finally sat and saw the whole thing together, in a lot of ways the vision never really changed from the get-go, which was a real kind of testament to like my past self of saying that, there was this idea for a story, and as things got kind of complicated and you keep adding footage to hard drives and things like that, when it finally made its way to, its first rough cut, it was kind of invigorating in the sense that it was like, oh, the story never changed, the vision never changed, and there was a lot of questioning. I mean, as any filmmaker, I think would say, like, why are you doing this? What? And Jaya was on me about it all the time. Why me? Why are you doing this? But then you see it and you think, yeah, that's why,
You see, well, he comes across like it's interesting, like how you kind of piece the film together, especially at the beginning, because you talk like there's like two origins, I guess, right? His origin in Ottawa, and you kind of show that community. You kind of have that opening shot, right? Bird's eye view shot, and then you kind of get into the culture, get into the community of Ottawa, and then you talk, and he talks about his past, right? And he's using kids, and you shoot all these kids in his native land, and sort of using it as an analogy where, like, he was, like he said in the movie, he said, I was one of those kids. dirty. I was on the streets. I was unkept. I was kind of chaos. And then now
There's
look.
a cut that we made that didn't make it because it was really harsh. He says, I went to the garbage and ate out of it.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. Like we were in Cambodia at one point, and we would go to this jazz club at night that we really liked, and we would just watch people go by. And he said something to me once, and he said, I'm kind of getting tired of being the only brown guy on the street. And it was weird. It was like Jaya, it never really dawned on me that he was like a man of color. And because he's kind of like a fabric of the community where we lived, it was like he was just Jaya. And the film was never about race. It was never about color. It was never about anything. It was just about this spirit. And it was kind of like this strange moment that you realize that like there's a level to him that people know in the community. There was probably about 10 minutes we cut out of him in the community. And it was actually very hard to get him that real authentic idea of how he's engaging with the community, because the moment that you have a camera there, the whole kind of it all changes. And that was something that I tried very hard to get, was this idea that you just can't walk down the street with the guy. Like it's just impossible. And when you did try, the first thing that he would always say is, oh, they're filming a documentary, and they'd look right at me and they'd be like, what's the documentary about? And then the whole thing's ruined, right? But it was interesting because like everybody in the community would know that he would kind of go away to Asia for like a few months every year. But it was kind of interesting that it felt like we never really asked why. And it was that very, very first interview, which by the way, that interview was the first thing that we shot of him in his studio, his older studio, actually. And it was actually the first interview that I ever filmed indoors. I didn't even know how to light it. Things like that. It was so new to me. You start kind of getting below the surface, and all of those sound bites are really great from that first conversation. Like he was very fortunate in the kind of progression of events that happened in his life. And I always kind of equate that to, spectacular people like the Beatles or anything. Like there has to be a set of circumstances that get you to where you are.
Yeah, it's not,
And
it's a little bit of luck and with the talent, I guess, right?
like we did a piece that actually just won a CSA with Benedict Mathurin, the basketball player from Montreal. And when we were interviewing him, you kind of realize that you have to weave this life and avoid these obstacles. And one little move wrong, and then Jay is the guy who grew up herding goats.
It's amazing. It's kind of amazing, right? Where like that, you're 100% right. And it's not just like talent alone. You use the basketball analogy where like you see these people in the NBA, it's like, oh, they're just extraordinary athletes. Of course they're just, no, it's not as there's, like you said, a lot of people help them out along the way. There's a little bit of luck, right? So yeah.
And Jaya had that person. We could never really tell that properly how that worked out because visually we couldn't really do it. There was a lot of talk about animating at times and things, but Jaya had a person that was like Jaya to the kids now that, he would play guitar with them. He would hang out with them. He would do these things. And Jaya always kind of looked at that person in his life. It was like, if it wasn't for that guy, when I was like a young kid that said, hey, you can have fun and be happy and things, he may not have had that. So it was really luck, like that's just how things roll sometimes. And
I like to use the theory, like when you have a ball and you run with it, basically that cliche where like you still basically got to do it yourself, right? Like you can get
very much so.
opportunities, but you still gotta basically see the angles and take advantage of what's in front of you, right? So.
I think like and what really kind of drove it home, it's interesting right now because I'm working on another project, and you always get kind of driven back to this idea of the traditional story structure. And I think Even in documentary, I think modern day documentary, you still have to adhere to a modern day story structure that provides some familiarity to people. And I think a lot about Jaya, the documentary, when I'm kind of going through these exercises of like how to make a story universal. Like, Jaya is not a simple log line. It's not a simple project to tell people. It's not simple to kind of put in a description for a film festival. And I think there's a lot of layers to it that don't adhere to a traditional story structure, but maybe it's, I think once you sink into it, you're there and it's fine and it works as like, and a lot of what makes it work is like his character and his magic that he does. But a lot of people questioned me in the beginning about the story is like, well, is it, like a hero's journey or David versus Goliath and all these things? And ultimately, I think it was just like, no, it's just the story. And I think documentary in itself, I think you have to kind of, I don't want to say like go out of your way to break the rules, but if the
Yeah.
story is a story and it's a strong story, then just go for it.
Well, I'll tell you what hooked me when I watched your film. Because again, it's so you talk like the beginning is great, right? Where you talk about you know where he's at, you know where he's in Ottawa, and then he talks about his origin story about eating through garbage. Less than 5 minutes after he tells that story, he's in an art gallery selling his paintings,
Yeah.
bunch of rich white people drinking wine, and it's
Yeah.
like, okay, he's eating garbage, 60, 50, 60 years ago. And now he's like in this high class and he's the story. He's the reason why they're in this room. Why, like
Yeah.
looking at painting, drinking their expensive wine and probably spending money on his painting. That's the hook because it's like, okay, so how did he get from there to there? Right?
It's tough though. I was thinking about this last night, even like kind of the intro. Myself and my editor Nick had a big conversation about, what's the conflict, and what we have to kind of get people in. And I'm even always like a little reluctant in that first few minutes of like, maybe, I guess creatively, I feel like it may have got laid out there too fast. That was me. I see myself in these kids. And I think we felt the need to come at it from like a modern day viewer point of view is that we had to hook people right away, because if we don't have these people. And I think that's like a product of our kind of, let's call it content watching generation, because in the beginning I had kind of like written like a very slow burn to kind of the reveal of that circle of creativity that he has. And it was very purposeful to throughout the film to kind of like unveil his origin slowly. And it was very purposeful to kind of reveal that kind of exhibition that we had at his studio quickly. And there was like, I think writing something like Jaya in the modern age of feeling that you're going to lose your viewer in like 2 minutes is a hard balance to make. And that's why I think where film festivals really kind of play a role is that you stick people in that seat and you've got them. And that I think is still powerful in our time, like the film festival in itself. Like, I've always believed in that, and I make films for film festivals as opposed to, like someone who's going to be scrolling on their phone while waiting in a doctor's office kind of thing.
Yeah, gotcha. Tell me about the running time then. Would you like it's an interesting running time, 50 minutes. So it's not a short
Well,
film, but it's a feature,
no.
but it's a 50-minute feature.
Yeah, I guess that like Jaya is my first what you would call feature.
Okay.
And I guess that really, I mean, I'm learning as I go. I'm not like that's my first one. I think 50 is just where we got to. And there was no strategy going in. We actually, and we're doing this with another film right now, let's say let's go for 30 and then play it out. We could probably have made it like an hour 10, but I don't know. Like there was a whole story based on Brown's Inlet, like the little pond that he sits and looks at all the time. And I think the story started to get a little too local to Ottawa because I feel
Gotcha.
like it's a universal story, and we kind of pulled that out. But there was no strategy in length. It was just like, where did the story feel right? And where did it feel, if we didn't really want to have any like slow moments where the viewer would kind of, every scene was very purposeful to move us to the next scene or establishing the idea of how to get us to the end. And that's just where it played out to be. There was no strategy, no nothing there.
So
I guess inexperience, if you will.
what we know in the film is that he's connected to two different communities, two different cultures, right? So, and it's the circle of life. It's like, not to sound corny, but he basically starts off like, not to go back to it, but he starts off eating food in the garbage, which is a great, image, I guess. A sad image, but I should say,
Interestingly
powerful.
enough, he found his first artwork in a garbage can
Yeah.
too, which is,
There you go. So it's a powerful image, I should say. And then he's successful in Canada, the country that he wasn't born in. And then he's giving back. So he's like, he's gone full circle, and then he's
even
giving
more
back
so
to where he
building on
started from.
that, like which is even more impactful, is that he needs that giving back to fuel his art back in Canada.
Yeah.
Like it, and that's why the log line is not simple. There's multi layers there, and I think, when you're pitching a film like this, there's a lot of elements that you would say, oh, we've heard that story before. Canadian immigrant gives back.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a story we've heard before, but I found the extra layer there that kind of pushed me beyond was the idea that everything that's happening in his studio in Ottawa, that's magic. He's drawing that energy from the kids.
Yeah.
And that in a sense is like a strange selfishness to it. Like a positive selfishness to it. Like I love that. I love that he's getting as much back as he's giving.
Yeah.
And I think that's really cool. And that's what really hooked me to it. But like it's not an easy project to convey to somebody and say, oh, you almost tell the whole story when you're trying to
Yeah.
explain it because it all connects to each other.
No, but you're asking questions, like I said in the beginning, and then that's what hooks the audience, and then we want to know the answer to those questions, right? So even your log line could be a question, right? How did so and so get to Jay get to where he is, kind of like, you know what I mean? So
I'm really proud of the film, and I think like what's interesting is that I think it's been, a real learning process making a project like this. You talk about the length, you talk about the audience and where the project came from and so on. But I do really love the magic when somebody watches it and connects with it, because I know if people are going to watch it, they're going to get something out of it. But I think these days it's the difficulty of getting people to sit down and see it beyond a pitch deck or beyond a log line and things like that.
Well,
And
I was gonna say, our festival, our people watch, we send you the feedback. What did you think they had to say about your film?
yeah, there was some, well, first off, for my own ego, the woman that praised the cinematography right off the bat, I gotta tell you that boosts the endorphins pretty good, because I shot the whole thing, well, minus a few scenes that I had help with, but I actually really valued the one woman that talked about the non-linear timeline. And I think, like, if you were talking about like elements of originality in terms of laying it out there as a story, it's pretty subtle, but I felt that was kind of one of the most original approaches to the film, was that it takes us time to understand who he is as a person and as an artist, whereas like I think a lot of other creative choices might have been to like lay that right up front, and introducing Martha's character later in the film and the journey that they took and to see everything that he experienced. I don't know, I felt that's not right up front. And so when the woman kind of praised that, it meant a lot to me that somebody noticed that, and yeah, so I took a lot of value in that.
Because that's the question we're wondering, right? When we're watching the film, and you're like, "Well, does he have somebody? Is he like, is he just a lone kind of wolf? Like, what's that story there?" And then you kind of present it like, "Yeah, literally halfway into the film, he gets marriage. It's like, oh, I'd like because you because you're thinking like maybe he's gay, maybe you know what I mean? Like, I'm just thinking about what I'm thinking about when I'm watching the film, right? So."
Yeah, it's interesting that, I mean, and I, again, like even just that conversation, like what you're saying right there, it's very, you never really can anticipate what people are thinking when they're watching it. I guess in the end, the reward is that it really just means a lot that people find connection in it somehow, and in ways that you may not expect it sometimes. And I think that's one of the biggest rewards as a filmmaker is up till now I'd only done two shorts, and both of which did fairly well in film festivals. And my last film that I did before Jaya really connected with people on levels that I never thought would have. And that's a big reward when somebody tells me that I connected with it in a way that you would never expect. It means that there's a lot more meaning behind the story than I even thought. That's pretty cool. Like that's a cool reward as a filmmaker.
Cool. So the film's doing on the festival circuit now. It's done. What did he think of the film when he first watched it?
Yeah, it was interesting. Well, first off, I'm actually having trouble finding homes for it. So like the first time that it's been screened was with you guys. And technically we are still working through some of that licensing stuff.
Oh
Which is
yeah, now I
why
remember. Okay, yeah.
yeah, so there's some things on there, but yeah, so I'd love to see it kind of get into more audiences, that's for sure. But Jay, I never wanted to watch any drafts. He never really wanted to see any like parts, and we showed him I showed him the monk scene where he drew the portrait of the monk, which is a pretty impactful scene, I thought. And he had seen that, and he was like, "I don't want to see any more." And so we did this thing at his son's house, at Devin's house, or no, at Nathan's house, and brought all the family there, and we put it on the screen. And it was funny because I saw him make faces that I'd never seen him make before. I spent a lot of time with Jaya, and he kept looking at me, being like, "Oh my God," And yeah, it was a fun experience, and I think Jaya really appreciates it. And yeah, I mean, it's a great journey, and we've become very close because of the process, which I think, it's something you value,
Yeah.
working with somebody on that level. It's really great.
But he gave the approval. Like you, I'm assuming you wanted him to approve the film before you showed it to other people.
Yeah, I never expected that he wouldn't.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of I didn't really take any creative liberties there. The hardest thing for me was to try and adhere to the this might be the last trip idea last time, and saying goodbye to the kids. And spoiler alert, he just got back again from like I think his third trip since he said that. So I don't think he's ever done going and visiting with those kids and things like that. But I think it's powerful in the film to kind of, see as a door that's closing for him, but I don't think it ever will.
No.
So I would say that's the furthest I went with taking creative liberty, but you can't control that guy. He's just going for it. So
So are you working on something else now? Like, what's your are you, do you have another project in mind, like, or what's happening with you now?
Yeah, it's a good question. Like, so the last 2 years, I really kind of went for it in terms of like learning the idea of pitching. So I pitched a series that went, we went, like, we spoke with all the streamers and things like that and got really great feedback. Timing hasn't laid out for that yet. I completed Jaya, and then I kind of found myself in kind of a couple more documentaries, one of which I'm going to shoot today. This is about an indigenous man from Kitigan-Nzibi, which is a indigenous community outside of the Ottawa region. But he's about the same age as Jaya, and he's a traditional birch bark canoe builder. And it's a story about him kind of acknowledging the land and acknowledging the materials and the essentially degradation of the materials due to climate change and wildfires and all these things. Meanwhile, he's going through this. He's teaching a group of urban indigenous youth how to build birch bark canoes. So he's kind of wrestling with the idea of this, like today I'm going to see him about a piece of his birch bark that he doesn't even know if it's strong enough to hold the canoe together. So it's a deep, deep story, but at the core of it all, like the central character is actually this canoe, which is
Okay.
really neat. So the canoe is representing so many themes in the story, and he's as vibrant a character as Jaya. I like having people that you want to watch. You want to see them more on the screen,
Yeah.
and his name is Pinnock, and he's much like Jaya in that sense. Who knows? Maybe it'll be 50 minutes as well. I don't know how it's going to turn out.
Well, it seems like you got a good origin story too that we just touched a little bit, but like coming from finance to adventure, now you're a documentary filmmaker, you got your first feature under your belt. It
Yeah.
seems like it's like a really interesting kind of tale that you've had. So I'd love to talk to you again when you make your next film,
Thanks.
and I wish you the best of luck with Jay. I hope it does well. I think it's a really I think it's a really great film. And
Thank you.
and
And thanks
yeah.
for your support. I mean, it means a lot. Like, I know I often say this, like filmmaking can be a very isolating kind of, you feel like you're out there, not knowing what's going to happen with your work, and you pour your heart into it. So it means a lot to receive. I mean, the award was nice. That I'm going to say that, but it almost meant more to hear people's feedback and that they watched it and connected with it. That's a big payback for all this work.
That's what we try to do. So I appreciate your thoughts on that. So like I
Yeah.
said, let's talk again soon, and I wish you like the best of luck and success, and let's keep in touch.
Thanks so much. Yeah, it was a pleasure.